From Capital Broadcasting Company, this is WRAL Out and About. I am your host, Kathy Hanrahan. This is a podcast about bringing people together. And one of the things I always think of when I think of like my grandmother, she always made these really great sweet potatoes. Like she would make just delicious sweet potatoes. So I'm excited to find out that I now live in the state that is the number one sweet potato producing state. So I'm actually talking with Michelle Granger from the Sweet Potato Commission in North Carolina. So Michelle, she's my guest today. She's all about the sweet potato. Tell me about just what does the commission do? What do you guys do?
Sure thing, Kathy. And thanks so much for having me on your podcast today. The North Carolina Sweet Potato Commission was founded in 1961. So we are celebrating our 60th anniversary this year. And we were created to promote and market sweet potatoes, particularly those grown in North Carolina, all with an objective to increase consumer consumption. Now, we do that through a number of ways. First and foremost, just in general approach of communication and marketing as you would typically think of as you want to market a product and get it in front of your customer, your consumer. But we do it through education. We educate consumers on the health values of the sweet potato. We educate consumers on how they are grown. We educate our growers with best practices of growing, harvesting, packaging, shipping, storing, et cetera, because we work side by side with research institutions such as NC State University, as well as our Department of Ag, to ensure that our producers have the most cutting edge information and knowledge for practices. We also are constantly applying for grants that we can use, again, in however we may want to market. For example, did you know that North Carolina is the largest exporter of sweet potatoes in the U.S.? And we export a tremendous amount to Europe and the U.K. We started doing that through opportunities of utilizing research grants to research and explore what that looked like. And we continue to do these efforts all to ensure that consumers are well aware of North Carolina's premium sweet potatoes and how valuable and nutritious they are for you, and certainly how tasty they are.
Okay, so what makes our sweet potatoes different? What are we doing? Like, what type of care are we putting into? I mean, we have sweet potatoes. You can get sweet potatoes in other states, but what makes North Carolina different?
Certainly. So I would say that first and foremost, all of our farmers and ranchers in the U.S. are fantastic, and we couldn't live and survive without them. From a North Carolina agriculture perspective, sweet potatoes were almost as if they were made specifically for our conditions, our growing conditions. We have ideal soil that is sandy and drains beautifully, which a sweet potato really likes that sandy draining soil. We also have very warm climates. And as we all know, in our summer months, and a sweet potato is a tropical vegetable at the end of the day. And so it thrives to have that. And then when you combine it with that institutional and research knowledge that I was referring to with North Carolina State University and the Department of Ag, we have infrastructure and means in which we have been able to create a manner to store sweet potatoes 12 months out of the year, so that we actually have a supply that we can provide to all the consumers that desire them outside the months, the traditional months of November and December, which we may have grown up only having our sweet potatoes on.
I mean, yeah, I always think of sweet potatoes being, okay, you know, Thanksgiving, but you can eat them, you know, I just told you with my toddler, she loves her sweet potatoes. You know, she loves to have a cooked sweet potato with a little bit of butter, a little bit of cinnamon sugar. And I mix it in for her and she loves it. Sweet potato fries, sweet potato tots. You can do stuff year round with it. Tell me a little bit more. We were talking about a recipe that you saw that people are using them even for desserts to kind of cut down on the sugar.
Absolutely. Well, sweet potatoes have been proven to be an excellent way to control blood sugar for those with diabetes and others who are just trying to control the sugar intake in general. The North Carolina Sweet Potato Commission has many recipes that utilize sweet potato as a natural sweetener for their desserts and sweet treats. This weekend on social media, I saw where someone took a baked sweet potato, pulled out the contents from the skin, and blended it, whipped it up with chocolate pieces so that the chocolate would melt immediately into that warm baked flesh of the sweet potato, and used it as an icing for a cake that they were making. And they swore it tasted very rich and creamy as a chocolate icing would, but had far less of the sugar content that your traditional chocolate icing might have. I haven't had a chance to try it myself, but it definitely left a lasting impression with me.
I know, that sounds amazing. That sounds like something you'd find on Pinterest, for sure. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and we're going to talk some more about the health benefits. But also we're going to talk about just where they can find, people can find recipes and all kinds of goodness, because I know your website's a lot of fun. So we'll be right back. We are back. I am back with Michelle from the North Carolina Sweet Potato Commission. I just feel like sweet potato. When I say sweet potato, I just feel like it is going to be a warm family meal. You know, sweet potatoes just have that. Just my grandmother made the sweet potato casserole, and she made it at Thanksgiving, but she made it all year round. And it was, she had no set recipe. So I could never replicate it. So when she passed away, I really could never do the same thing. So I had to come up with a new recipe for my family that we have around the holidays and stuff. But sweet potatoes have always been kind of an important part of our family meals. So tell me more about, I know you guys have some recipes and stuff on your website kind of that people can look at and find out more information about what they can do with sweet potatoes.
Oh, thank you so much for that invitation to share with you and your listeners. If your listeners were to go to ncsweetpotatoes.com and look under recipes, they are going to be blown away by how many we have available. And yes, we certainly cover your traditional casseroles, souffles, and can't leave out sweet potato pies, but we go well beyond that because the versatility of a sweet potato enables us to do that. It enables us to capture and play up on all of the different flavors that a sweet potato can have and be a great host and complement to, from your sweet to your savory. And because sweet potatoes have been around for so long and are seen in so many different cultures, we actually, I feel, have done a great job of starting to show some experimentation with sweet potatoes and in using it in different ethnic cuisines with flavors and different presentation styles. It's not just mashed sweet potatoes anymore, or a baked sweet potato, or that casserole that comes with yummy marshmallows and pecans on top. There are so much more that's available. We even have sweet potato smoothies, which are an excellent, refreshing item to have during summer or warm months, and especially if you like to exercise, because the sweet potato has been shown to be a wonderful nutrient for athletes or those just trying to be more active as a pre or post workout in a refueling, rejuvenating, rebuilding kind of way. So as we're entering into our warmer months, we're trying to let our consumers know that not only do we have sweet potatoes available for them, but there are all kinds of cool summer refreshing ways that they can enjoy them.
I think that's fascinating. A sweet potato smoothie. So you could just go when you're like lifting your weights and stuff. You're like, hang on, let me get my sweet potato smoothie. What else is in that? Do you know what offhand what else is in that smoothie? That sounds delicious.
Certainly. It depends on who's making it, of course. But you'll have oftentimes a yogurt of some sort that is utilized, or I think that varies if it's crushed ice to a ice cream or a frozen yogurt to help, again, depending on your calorie consciousness and where you fall in that. I have seen it where folks have included orange, fresh squeezed orange juice. They've included some type of nut. oftentimes blueberries as well. So I've seen one also with strawberries. So it depends on what your taste preference is and your profile for that. But what I think our website does is give a great example of what can be done and is an inviting to anyone who is willing to be adventuresome to do just that, to experiment and to try other options after they have a baseline guidance of what we're providing.
I know in years past you guys have done, you've worked with different restaurants and bars, and you've had like people have done sweet potato cocktails.
Yes.
In the past. So that is also another thing. I never thought you could use sweet potato to create kind of a cocktail, but apparently you can.
Well, you can. And we have a whole suite of recipes, of cocktail recipes for that. I am relatively new to the position of executive director for the Sweet Potato Commission, in that I joined the team in August. When we first rolled those promotions out, it was a few years back, but we created a whole cocktail booklet of sorts and certainly have hosted and continue to host the recipes on our website and had a great fun working and collaborating with many mixologists who created these recipes for us.
It sounded like so much fun. I mean, it was definitely one of those things where they got to have a little bit of fun. Sweet potatoes, we were talked about it being for fitness and people, you know, if you're looking for a healthy alternative, you know, sweet potatoes might be a good option to try. We talked about the smoothies and anything. Is there any other odd recipes that you've seen that are kind of off, maybe off from the normal path, but actually pretty cool and something people should try?
You know, something that we're seeing a big trend of right now that I think is really cool is the whole sweet potato toast idea. And what you need to envision is a raw, fresh sweet potato that is in sliced long ways in what I would call a steak kind of slice or certainly toast of sorts. And then that sweet potato slice that's sliced thick enough so that it can withstand being toasted in a toaster or the oven is then topped with what, and again, you get to choose. Do you want to go savory or sweet? But I have seen it topped with avocado smash and then an egg. I've seen it topped with a ricotta cheese and some honey with some walnuts or pecans, since we're here in North Carolina. And I've seen it topped with tons of fresh fruit. So talk about a really unique way, at least in my purview, to start your morning, to cover all the bases of nutritional benefit, but really have something of substance that will stick with you at least to lunch, if not a little further. And if you go this route, you can create several slices of toast, so to speak, with your sweet potato slices and freeze them and then take them out individually and reheat them and then top them with whatever your preference is the morning that you're ready. So it also becomes a quick, easy eat and helps you get out the door all the faster.
So watch out, avocado toast. Sweet potato toast is on the rise. I love it. It's so much fun. Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for joining me today.
Thank you again for having me. Thanks for asking. If your listeners want to learn more, I invite everyone to visit our website at ncsweetpotatoes.com. We are all over social media and are constantly promoting and adding new additional information, including contests. So I invite everyone to check out our Pinterest, our Twitter, our Facebook, our Instagram, and of course, our YouTube channel to learn more about North Carolina sweet potatoes. We feel the sweet potato is warm, it's inviting, it's friendly, it's certainly versatile, and is open to all kinds of adventure. And so we hope that your listeners are willing and up for the challenge to try some in a new and inventive way the next time they have a sweet potato.
Well, I can't wait to go and work on a sweet potato toast or a sweet potato smoothie. I think that might be something that I tackle this week for sure. So thank you so much, Michelle. This has been the Out and About Podcast, a production of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. If you like what you heard, you can always follow the podcast and share with your friends. Give us a review. Tell us who you want to hear on the show again. We would love to know about future guests and everything. And follow us on social media, WRL Out and About on all platforms. Have a fantastic rest of your day, guys.